zeg het, hallo, geef mis naar of jeetje, maar binnen het tuma, wil ga je zijn. De answer not that would spread tuma, and also stop the tuma from penetrating these objects. If there's a kadaif and a maze underneath these objects, and also a person or a kalem underneath these objects, the tuma would be spread, and the adam of kalem would become tame from the tuma. And they would stop the tuma from penetrating the object, for example, through the tuma underneath them, and an object on top of them, the object on top of them would not become tame, as the object would stop the tuma from penetrating it and being the tame, whatever is on top of it. But being as a tuma, below chosen. And there are certain objects that would spread tuma, but it would not protect from the tumor penetrating it. There are certain objects that would stop the tumor from penetrating, but it would not spread tumor. There are other objects that would not spread tumor, nor would they be chaytzeit b'fnei atumah. Now the Mishnah goes on to explain the first case. The following objects would spread tumor and also be chaytzeit. Lifnei atumah, hasheda, a large wooden chest, the hateva, and a counter, the hamigdal, and a wooden closet, kiberes hakach, kiberes hakana, a large box made out of straw or reeds, ubor sina alexandrit, sheyes lehen shulayim, and so too, a fresh water well that's in a big boat that's called Alexandria, it's a big boat that goes out to the Yam HaGadol, to the Red Sea, that these objects have shulayim, they have bottoms. They machzikin abam sabalas, and they're also very large, that they would hold 40 sab liquid shehem kurayim biyavich, which is the same as holding 2 quart of dried goods. 2 quart is 60 sab, and it would hold 20 more sab dried goods than liquids, since dried goods could be heat as opposed to liquids. All these objects are very large and therefore are not makabel tumah. And since they are not makabel tumah, they would be considered an oil. And since they're considered an oil, they would be mevi'es hatumah and chaytzeit b'fnei hatumah. But if they were smaller than what's mentioned here, they would be makabel tumah. And since they would be makabel tumah, they would not be considered oil, and therefore they would not be mevi'es hatumah. But chaytzeit b'fnei hatumah is only an oil, is mevi'es hatumah of chaytzeit. The area usukurtaya uketivlaya. Area, a large piece of cloth. Sukurtaya is a leather apron worn by tanners. Ketivlaya is a leather bedspread. Usadin and a sheet. Umapat umachatzela, two different types of mat. Shehen asin olam. All these things that were pitched like a tent, they would serve as an oil, and they would be maybe as a tumah. And chaytzeit b'fnei hatumah. Even though these objects that are mentioned here are makabel tumah, as they are considered kalim, even so, there may be a tumah and chaytzeit b'fnei hatumah. The reason is that something that's pitched like a tent, even if it's makabel tumah, would be maybe a tumah and chaytzeit b'fnei hatumah. The eder behema tmeya utara, a flock of either non-kosher or kosher animals, that the flock of animals standing still, and they're so close to each other that the head of one is underneath the feet of the other, they would be maybe as a tumah and chaytzeit b'fnei hatumah. There was a tumah underneath one of the animals, and the adam or kalim underneath one of the other animals, the tumah would be spread to the adam, the kalim, and if there was an object on top of the animals, it would not become tumah, as it would be chaytzeit b'fnei hatumah. U'mechoyno yischayabai, and nests of wild animals or birds. V'ya'ayv sheshachim, and a bird that's staying in one place that's tied on top of a wall or a tree, it would also be maybe the tumah of a chaytzeit b'fnei hatumah. And a woman that carves out an area in sheaves of wheat for her son, and that area is at least a tefah by a tefah on the height of a tefah, that also would be an oil and maybe the tumah and chaytzeit b'fnei hatumah. Ha'iris v'akisim, the yark is chamor. Udalas yivonis v'oichlin tahir. Iris, or ivy, or donkey herb, or Greek gourd, all these things have large leaves, and therefore would be considered an oil, and it would be maybe the tumah and chaytzeit b'fnei hatumah. And also oichlin, that is tahirim, that's not makabel tumah yet. It wasn't yet mukhtar, it didn't come into contact with liquid, and therefore it's not yet makabel tumah. And if this Eichon Tahor has large leaf, it would also be an oil and would be maybe the Tumah B'chaytet B'fnei HaTumah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri lo hayamayda ba'Eichon Tahor in chutz min ha'igol shal debeil. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri did not agree with the Tanakhama as far as Eichon Tahor is concerned. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Eichon Tahor would not serve as oil. It would not be maybe the Tumah B'chaytet B'fnei HaTumah. The reason being is that according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, since it's not usual for Eichon Tahor to be used for an oil, people would not normally sit underneath them. Therefore, it's not considered an oil, with the exception of a large cake of pressed figs. And this sometimes is used for shade, so therefore it would be considered an oil and would be made with a tumah of a chaytet, with no tumah. This mission continues along with the theme that we had in the previous mission. The mission mentions objects that serve as an oil that would be maybe as a tumah. B'chaykit b'fnei ha'tumah, with spread tumah. If there was a tumah, a kadayif and a meis underneath one of these objects, and an adam or kelim also underneath one of these objects, the tumah would be spread and would be metamid adam or kelim. And it would also be chaykit b'fnei ha'tumah. It would stop the tumah from penetrating the object and be metamid something that's on top of one of these objects. So the mission says, Zizim, which is a rock or a piece of wood that juts out from a wall, and Gizrayah, which is a balcony that protrudes out from a wall, by a shave clip. Shevchus is a bird coop. The way the bird coop was set up, that a beam would be put into the ground, and the bird coop would be on top of the beam. So therefore, the bird coop would jet out from the beam and serve as an oil. Vashkifin, vashlon, vahagaharim, and clefts, and caves that are carved into rocks, and gahar, which is an opening in a cave, that juts out like a net, that lets light into the cave. Vahashananim, and the rocky mountain, where one rock sticks out over the rock below it, and it serves as an oil. Ba'atzchachos ba'aprov, shein yicholim l'kabal mazib arato divrei Rabbi Meir. Tzchachos and pros, the mission will soon explain. Tzchachos is an overhanging tree, and pros is a ledge sticking out from a fence. If they're strong enough to support a soft plaster, they're considered an oil according to Rabbi Meir. The chacham maimir mazib ben, chacham say they have to be strong enough to support a medium plaster in order to be considered an oil. But if they only support a soft plaster, they're not strong enough to be considered an oil. Elu heinas chachos, ilan shu mesach alar. What are considered chachos? A tree that acts as chach on the ground. A tree that has branches sticking out like chach over the ground. Baha pros, what are considered pros? Hayoytis min a getter. These are twigs that jut out from a getter. It's usual to put twigs on top of a fence, and if the twigs jut out from the getter, that's considered pros, and if they're strong enough to hold a maziva beninis, then it would be considered an oil according to the Chacham.